The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to the Rack Extra WWE 2K18 edition. That's right, y'all, we're here. The video game is days away from the release, and well, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay. We're here to talk all about the game. We're going to fill you in on the roster. We're going to fill you in on all the, you know, nice little nuggets that they put out over the last few days, because I'm personally really excited about this game. It's positively beautiful to look at.
It is glorious, just from all the content we've seen, all the content that's coming. I'm jazzed. I'm very excited. I'm really, really, really excited. I have a whole list of things I want to do with the video game. My mind is full of ideas. Yeah, this is going to be a fun game.
I couldn't agree more. So with that, I say we jump right into the roster.
Yeah, let's jump into the roster. There are 174 unique playable characters on this game. Which is a record.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge roster.
203 playable characters on the disc, including alternate versions of superstars. That's a record. 30 playable women.
Woo-hoo!
That's a record. 184 unique playable characters, including DLC, which is a record. 213 playable characters, including DLC and alternate versions of superstars. And the 218 total characters, which includes managers. That's a lot.
That's a ton.
There's like 47 new characters in the game.
I believe it.
You got people like, you have 8 Gum, you have Akira Tozawa, Aleister Black, who's in DLC, Alexander Wolf, Batista, Beth Phoenix, Billy Kay, Bobby Roode, Cedric Alexander, Kurt Hawkins, Drew McIntyre, Elias, Ember Moon, Eric Young, Grand Metalik, Jack Gallagher, Jeff Hardy, Jinder Mahal, Johnny Gargano, Cassius Ohno, Killian Dane, Kurt Angle, 01 and 06, Lars Sullivan, Maurice, Matt Hardy, Mickey James, Nick Miller, Nikki Cross, No Way Jose, Nelly Amador, Paul Ellering as a manager, Peyton Royce, Razor, Rhino, Rich Swan, Rick Martel, Ricky Borden, Rob Van Dam, Robert Gibson, Roderick Strong, Ruby Riott, Sawyer Fulton, Shane Thorne, D. Brian Kendrick, TJ Perkins, and last but not least, Tommaso Ciampa, as all the 47 new names in the game that were not in WWE 2K17.
I can't wait for Tommaso to, like, troll Johnny with it, because you know that's coming.
You know that's coming. Oh, yeah, without question, you know that's coming. But then there are the women. You mentioned 30 different women in this game. 30. That's insane.
That's awesome.
Now, we had a chance to see some of the entrances because there's been a lot of content posted in the last couple of days. Who was your favorite model that you've seen out of the characters?
Oh my God, there's so many. I feel like they did a really nice job on Asuka.
Yeah, very nice job on Asuka. They did her coat very well. They got her hair down really well. And that's one of the tough things in this game, is the hair.
Yeah, hair is still very much a challenge. You can tell, especially on a lot of the women, the way that they did the animation, that they animated the hair kind of separately, and then they put it on the model because it moves slightly different. I mean, it's better. It looks better. It moves better. It moves still kind of in chunks, but they're smaller chunks now. Like, they haven't gotten it to the level where it's like, you know, Pixar quality individual hair or that kind of thing where the hair moves like that. But they have improved the hair a lot in this new incarnation of the game. All the bodies, all the faces, they did a nice job on everybody. Like, they talked about when they were building this game, because this is a completely new game from the ground up in terms of just the engine and the way that it's all structured and everything like that.
They're able to animate things differently in this video game. It's not a full new game, but it's a new animation system. It's a new modeling system because they don't have to scale it back down. For the older, with the older gens having copies of the game, well, they've had to scale it down so everything sort of looked the same. This year, there is no copy for the 360 or the PS3. It is now the new gen only.
Yeah.
So they're able to do it fully this time around.
Yeah, and with that, you know, it's like you can tell that they, and like I said, they said that they took the time to go back and individually sculpt a lot of the bodies. So it's like you're not seeing one or two body types for the guys and one or two body types for the girls. If you actually look at the character, they look like they're supposed to look, right, more or less. I mean, it's obviously there's a little bit of creative licensing going on somewhere with some of these people, but it's like for the most part, it's like you look at Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss's body looks like her body. It's not just a generic female wrestler body. Nia Jax looks like she's supposed to look.
Right. There's a difference in body types this year, which we'll get into details when we get to the DLC, My Player stuff. So, going through the list of the women, it's Alexa Bliss, Alicia Fox, Alundra Blaze, Asuka, Bayley, who they did a really nice job on, Becky Lynch, Beth Phoenix, as we mentioned, DLC, Billy Kay, Brie Bella, Carmella, Charlotte, Dana Brooke, Ember Moon's entrance looks fantastic. The only one complaint I have is here's the one complaint I have about it, some of the entrances, is the video screens. Because some of them don't have the full main roster video screens, so you'll see event screens, so it kind of takes away from some of the effect, but it works for the most part.
I mean, it is what it is. It's like, okay, they hadn't, at the time that they finished this game out, they probably hadn't updated some of the screens yet, so they're going based on that. Like, I know it's a really simple fix. You can just sort of upload the screens into the game, but it's like, I mean, the screens don't necessarily bother me. I'm more worried about how the characters look.
Oh, I know. But someone like me who's very picky at some points with stuff like that, yeah, it's a little nitpicks, because you would figure over time they would have changed it, but it seems like it's not there yet. Anyway, continuing, you have Emma, Ivory, Jacqueline, Lita, Maurice, who looked really good in the game.
And who's a playable character in the game.
Who's a playable character in the game. Mickie James, Naomi's entrance is glowing.
Naomi's entrance is absolutely spectacular. And you can tell they had her mocap it.
Natalya, Nia Jax, Nikki Bella, Nikki Cross, Paige. Unfortunate for Paige.
Paige, yeah. Paige is the face. Like, they did a really nice job on her body, but her face is an older scan. I think Natty is an older scan as well. And so the faces are just like a little strange, but overall they look fine. I mean, again, you're basically taking real three-dimensional human beings, scanning them, and then like putting their face on a 3D model. So it's not like the easiest thing. It's not going to be perfect, but it's like sometimes the scan, you know, with older technology, especially older cameras, they don't pick up the finite details. And I think Natty's lost
a lot of weight.
She's lost a lot of weight. And you can tell that the face that they used for her, it looks like it might be an older scan. So she still has some of that weight on her. And that could be what's impacting it a little bit.
You also have Peyton Royce, Ruby Riott, Sasha Banks, Stephanie McMahon, Summer Rae, who turned out really well, Tamina, and Trish Stratus. A full in-depth roster right there.
I'm fine with this roster. They did a wonderful job on all the NXT girls. Like, they didn't, you know, sacrifice anything for them, because it's like, you know, in past games, it's like you could tell who the top stars in the company are at the time because of the work that was put into the model for the game. It's like, you know, Zack Ryder's model was not as good as Triple H's. Like, they just didn't put that much time and effort into it because it's like, well, he's not probably going to get played with a lot, so it's like, we're going to use Triple H a lot. So, yeah, let's do that. No, that's one thing you can say about all the models in this game is, for the most part, they're all equally well done. Mm-hmm. I mean, some are a little bit better than others, I will admit that, but it's like, for the most part, everybody across the board looks consistent.
Now, when it comes to DLC, a lot of people, including myself, are a little disappointed in the amount of DLC, but again, look at the amount of roster people on the roster, I'm okay with it, but at points it's like they could have probably lowered the price just a tad for it. But here you go. Here's, you have the Enduring Icons DLC, which features Beth Phoenix, the Hardy Boys, and the Rock and Roll Express. That'll be $9.99 on its own. You have the Next Generation DLC, which is Aleister Black, Drew McIntyre, Elias, Lars Sullivan, and Ruby Riott. That's a nice collection of five people right there.
Mm-hmm.
Also $9.99 on its own. The Batista retro, you have Batista, John Cena, two versions, which is 2006 and 2010, and Rob Van Dam. They'll be available, as a pack on day one if you have the deluxe or the Seen Enough editions, but they will be also available at a later date, probably for the same $9.99 price tag, but that has not been announced. You also have the Kurt Angle pack, which comes with Kurt Angle 2001 and 2006. That's a pre-order, and it'll probably be a very late, DLC. Because that's usually how this goes. After about a few months, they eventually put the day one DLCs on sale, but it takes a while. Other DLC includes the new moves pack, which you get, again, a variety of different moves that are not currently in the game, which will be $3.99. You have the accelerator, which is $4.99, which gives you instant access to all unlocking content. You have the My Kickstarter pack as well, which will be available for $9.99, which gives you access to unlock and boost the created superstars ranks and attributes in micro mode. So yes, you get all that. If you buy the season pass for $29.99, you get all of those items included, so you save a bunch of money if you buy it all together. So there you go on that. It's a lot of content they're giving you just in characters, but one of the interesting tidbits from all this, Shane McMahon did his own animations.
Yes, he did. You have to. I mean, it's like there are certain people on that roster that it's like, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to go in and you're going to have to do your own thing because we can't get an accurate enough mocap of that. Like, I mean, I'm sure they could try, but ultimately it's like, you know, you want, I think they went for as close to the real thing as they could get for certain people. And it's like, you know, Naomi, she has such a specific entrance. She has to do that. She has to mocap that. There's no way that they could, well, I'm sure there is a way, but there's really no way that they can duplicate it without it feeling like a duplication. Shane McMahon is the same way. It's like, I'm sure there's a lot of people that can mimic Shane McMahon's entrance, but only Shane McMahon can do those punches.
Only Shane McMahon can do his own punches. And his kids are like, yeah, we want to play as you in the game. So what does he do? He calls up 2K and goes, hey, can I do my own animations? They're like, sure, come on down. So he went down and filmed it all. That is awesome. So that covers the roster section of the video game. Now let's dive deeper into the modes. First mode is the WWE Universe mode, and they've upped it a little bit this year. They've added things such as rivalries and storylines, which they've had before, but they've now expanded them out, different storylines, more cutscenes, and now players have the choice in creating their own rivalries and letting them happen on their own. We wanted to improve our systems for rivalries this year, and we made some changes all around, which include potential rivalries that build up over time, which then turn into active rivalries. There's different levels of intensity of the rivalries, from low, medium, high, and very high, which will create different cutscenes and different potential interferences and matches and stuff like that, which is really cool. And they've added one more important thing, is how they handle the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Our previous system wasn't ready to properly handle the brand split and multiple pay-per-views per month, which is true. So they had to overhaul the flexibility of the system. This is more of a back-end, behind-the-scenes change that we worked on, but the result is that rivalries and storylines will now work regardless of when they start and when the next pay-per-view is happening. So there used to be a point where only the rivalries begin at the beginning of a month. Now appears like, say you want to start at the third weekend, you can, which is good. It's more flexibility. I like
that they've improved the rivalries as well, that you can create your own or you can let the game create it. That's really neat. And you can build it and you can grow it through the My Career mode, which is nice.
Yeah. There's new systems and improvements, including power rankings, which they rank everybody from top to bottom, which is good. And one of the cool things is they've added goals. One of the challenges we face with the universe is trying to articulate specific motivations for superstars. It's easy to say everyone wants a championship, but there's a lot more depth than when you watch a WWE broadcast. As a result, we've implemented personal goals for superstars that they can chase after as they compete in the universe, which is great because At points, Universe can get really boring as it's just repeating matches over and over. So adding goals is actually a really cool idea. Goals changes for each superstar based on various factors, like the rankings and relationships. Champions want to defend their titles, and the number one contenders want to win those titles. Close allies may want to form a tag team, while a team on a losing streak may want to split up, and so on and so forth. Goals have an impact on the types of matches and rivalries that will get started. For the superstars, you also have the ability to customize goals for the superstars that you have suggested control over and how superstars can be booked. That's cool.
That is cool. That's very, very cool.
Here's where we now get really interesting, and that's the match types. We've integrated some of the match types additions and improvements from gameplay into the universe as well. You'll be able to see 8-man tag matches, such as the 8-man battle royal and the 4-on-4 matches, just as well as the previous titles. You can customize the match card of the shows to suit your needs. This even includes the custom matches you create in the creation suite, bringing your own style of competition to it. That's cool. That is really, really cool.
It's cool, but I'm honestly waiting for somebody to create their own bra and panties match.
You cannot create a bra and panties match.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. Okay,
all
right.
That is not one of the options. Sorry. As you're playing through matches, there's a chance that one superstar completely outclasses and overwhelms opponents from the very start. Superstars with significantly higher attributes than their opponents can cause a squash match to occur, putting their opponents in a situation where they must mount a considerable offense to survive or suffer a crushing defeat. So what they're basically doing is trying to change this, okay, you just have a match. They're giving you different matches, like scenarios. I like
that's good because that like breaks up, like you said, the monotony of it where it's like everything's, you know, not so balanced, not so fair. It's yeah, you know, if you're going in against the Undertaker and it's like you're a level one or I'm not sure what it is because I don't necessarily play the game, you know, bottom rung wrestler and you're going in to face the Undertaker, it's like it shouldn't be fair. It shouldn't be balanced. You should really have to work for it if you want to beat him. And I think that's what it's been in the past.
Yeah. Say you're Jack Gallagher. You'll have a harder time beating The Undertaker. That's the best way to put it. Now, diving deeper into that, they've announced some changes to the My Player, and they've added something called Road to Glory. We'll get to the Road to Glory in a second. First, with My Player, which is basically the career. Unfortunately, there is no female My Career this year.
Why?
It's not,
why?
I don't have an answer.
Y'all, you are missing the boat on this. Honestly, I'm not buying this game until I get a female My Career mode. That's like my one protest. That was my one protest last year because it's like they did all this really awesome stuff. They completely redid the game again. You know, and it's like they've been making these huge improvements. And I'm like, yeah, you know, awesome. This is great. My career mode, you know? Can't wait to create a female character. Oh, wait, I can't. I have to do it as a man. I don't want to do it as a man. Especially in the middle of the women's revolution. No, it's like the girls should be able to do the My Career mode. They should totally be able to do it. Why? Why can't I have that? Damn it.
They're getting there.
They're getting there, but it's like, and I know they have plans for this, so I'm really, really trying to just, like, chill out about it. But at the same time, it's like, I want it. I want to see it. Because I think it would be really cool.
It would be. But diving into what is available this year, they've changed the My Career Player thing to call My Player, which you can take online in Road to Glory, or you play through the My Career. At the start, they have come up with something called the My Player Wizard. It's a very scaled-back way of creating your character, but eventually, once you go through the wizard and create your character, you're able to customize it in any way you want. But here's the thing. It takes time to customize your character the way you want by growing your character. So you can't just be the top superstar right away. You can't get all the moves or all the great entrances right away. You have to earn them throughout the career, which gives you something to fight for. I like that.
That's good. That's nice. Because it'll be better when it's available for women.
That said, they've also added fighting styles. You now can't just be a 7'6", 500-pound guy jumping off the top rope. You can't just do that anymore. You now have to pick a fighting style. You can be a high flyer, a showboat, a striker, a technician, a brawler, a strong style, powerhouse, or a giant. I like that. And it also, like, you can't just boost all the stats up to have it 99 everywhere. When you pick a fighting style, you're limited as far as, like, okay, you're a big man. You can't run at the speed of a Rey Mysterio. That just doesn't happen anymore.
Unless you're Braun Strowman.
Unless you're Braun Strowman. But still, it's limiting the speed of it. I like it. You can't be a cruiserweight picking up Braun Strowman. It just doesn't happen. I like this.
That's a nice addition. I will say that, where it's, they're going for reality here, and they know that that's what people do, that they're going to marry Sue it, and they're going to have this, you know, impossible to beat character where it's like they're 5'2" and they're super jacked, and they can do everything that every wrestler ever has ever been able to done. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it makes the game, I feel like, less enjoyable. It would make anything less enjoyable if it's like your character is perfect in every possible way, and they can do everything. You know, this way, this adds a little bit of complexity to the game. This adds a little bit of a challenge to it that people maybe haven't had before.
It's the one thing that I hate about playing online is because you have these guys, just when they use their creative superstars, it's big 7-footers who can do everything. It's like, it's not realistic.
Mm-mm.
Now, one thing they've added to my player are loot crates, where you can get rewards and stuff like that, which you cannot just buy. Like, there's some games where you can just spend a lot of money and buy the loot crates. The only way to buy them is by earning the credit in the game. So you have to play to get things, which is cool. You get superstar parts, you get moves, you get VC, you get boost, you get different things on the higher level the crate is. I like this. Again, they're giving you things to fight for.
They're giving you options.
Mm-hmm. Which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now I mentioned Road to Glory. This is an online mode. You need to have access online in the top tier, like gold or whatever for Xbox, and have the PlayStation online mode. To do so, you get to battle your friends in competitions. You earn boost, challenges, and stuff like that. I think that's cool. Like, there's moments where you can build to a pay-per-view, fight pay-per-view matches, etc., etc. I think it's a cool mode. It's probably going to require people to be patient with it, because I have a feeling, at the beginning, the servers probably won't be able to handle it, and people will complain. Hopefully, they fix their servers this year. Hopefully.
Here's crossing the fingers, but you never know. It's so hard with that type of thing to estimate a demand and know whether you've got it right or wrong. I mean, everybody kind of has those problems because it's like you estimate for a certain amount, and if it's higher, you're screwed. Like, you estimate for, because you have to be realistic about it. So it's like, yeah, you know, we could say that a billion people are going to play this game, but that's not realistic, and you can't get the servers for a billion people. So it's, all right, what's a good estimate in terms of how hard the servers are going to get hit the first, like, week, the first month?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's like they're trying to plan for it, and it's like, yeah, you know, sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong, because it's all guessing. It's all making an educated guess based on last year's numbers and then increasing it by a particular percent, probably.
And from what I've heard, they've done a lot to improve it. We'll see if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, diving into the next section, which is the creation suite. Create a superstar. There are a variety of face templates that represent different races and ethnicities that you can use or modify it to your liking. That's a new improvement. It's not your standard 5-6 faces.
I like this. It's a great addition.
Adding to that, body types are handled in 2K18. They've been changed to shape the ideal body type to your superstar. So you're going to be able to do different things and actually change the body around a little bit where it looks more natural compared to, again, standard body types.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. You can now add some flair to hairstyles by choosing between some pretty cool designs to get carved into the superstar's head. We've seen some of that in the video. Looks really good. You can move the scars around the body, which, again, is a big change because before they were only in certain spots, so everyone, if you picked a scar on the face, everyone had the same scar at the same spot. It's like, good, you can move things around, change them around. You can add something new. You can customize teeth by changing look. You can also remove teeth from a superstar. Like, you could have a brawler who's lost like 5 teeth. I like this. You can make a Cesaro. Let's see. A few new material types have been added, including carbon fiber, glitter, glow, and blacklight.
Oh, the glow is so cool. Oh my god, the glow is so cool.
Basically, you can take it and you can light up different parts of it, like a tattoo or something, and it looks spectacular. You can do it on hair, body art, tattoos. It looks really good. And you can light it up in the entrance. It looks really good. And what they've added is a lighting preview, so you can see how some of your stuff will look during an entrance lighting, which I like, because you're just not longer guessing.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good feature, because it's like you come up with this great character. I've watched people do this where they come up with a great character and like, yeah, this looks awesome. And then they put it in the entrance and they're like, wow, that looks like crap, because you can't see the lighting. You can't see how it's all going to look when it comes together, because of course it's the best lighting possible when you're creating the character. But when you put them out in an arena and you do a dark entrance, it's like, hey, yeah, that really doesn't work.
Yeah.
So that's a great feature to have.
And they fixed the one big issue with it, the logo issue. Where if you stretch a logo, it wouldn't basically, it would just have a fading effect to it as you stretch it across like an outfit or something.
Mm-hmm.
They fixed it. It can now fully wrap around the part. So if you want to do an American flag singlet and not just stretch a flag around, it actually flows throughout the outfit. So much better. A lot of people complained. I hated it because it would just look really, really stupid. Now you can actually do some really creative things with it. Should be a lot of fun. Something I really like is creating arenas. And they've given us more content. You can create a very small, like, indie field gymnasium arena. You can have the ECW One Night Stand arena. There's a lot you can do with it. I have plans. I have a lot of plans. They're gonna look really, really good, because you can change things. You now can change the referee for it, because there's many different referees, not your standard, like, one person. There are actually different referees. Skin color, hair color, they've changed them, which is good. There's a new filter in one of them called the 8-bit filter. It looks really interesting to use for the creative show.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It's like, oh, hey, look, you can do like something kind of old school with it.
But with the creator, with going back to the creator arena for a second, they now show you that there's 8 different arena types, which is more impressive than the 5. And I think a lot more of the sets work in the different arenas. Probably not every arena, but you could probably get most of the sets working in all the different.
They've also retooled the outdoor arena, too.
Yes, they did. Oh,
so
yes,
it looks,
they did.
It looks better.
It looks a lot better.
I will say this for all the creation stuff, that they've made it a point to make it look as good as the already created content in the game. Like, there was always that issue of you could tell who was a creator wrestler and who wasn't. And this year, that's not necessarily the case.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things, going back to the Creator Superstar with the tattoos, you can make them transparent so they look like legit tattoos now. You can emboss them on the body. Looks really good. From what I've seen from the video they released, it looks really, really good. So those are the main sections of the... Now, some little bit of tidbits and news and notes about the video game. First off, The Rock is doing the soundtrack for the game. Cool. Very interesting. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
The big change is now you're allowed to feature 8 men or women in a match. That's a huge change, which means you have 8-man tags, you have 8-man ladder matches, battle royals, and it improves the Royal Rumble. They've completely revamped the Royal Rumble with new mini games, new animations, new eliminations, a rollout system, the smart pairing with tag partners, which is great because it always would be weird where tag team partners would fight each other in a Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually have them paired as tag teams, they'll actually work together.
Hey.
That's cool. They've reworked the Elimination Chamber to add the new Elimination Chamber into it.
And it looks so nice.
It really does. They've expanded the backstage brawls with that. Go ahead.
Which we need to talk about for a second, because I love this. I love that they've expanded out the backstage area, that we have options now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
3 times the interactive objects and new locations to fight across the arena, such as the parking lot. You go fight backstage. There's now new Oh My God moves where you can dive off the top of the semi-truck.
There's Vince's office. There's the locker room. There's, like, the set. Like you said, the parking lot. I mean, I just love this, that they created this whole backstage environment. That's nice. I'm loving that.
Which they've added into the My Career, where you now can roam around and talk to random people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool. There's a new carrier drag system that allows you to pick up your opponents and carry them to an interactive landing spot like ring steps, corner buckles, outside ring posts, etc. Similar to Ultimate Control Fight feature they had a long time ago, the system features 4 base positions, cradle, powerbomb, fireman, and move on the shoulder, which means you could set them up and pick them up, put them on your shoulder, and do a move from there, which is cool. And you can also do a mid-move adjustment like a directional throw feature in previous games, which is really cool. There's a new position feeding system. Superstars will adjust to their position in the ring when selling. Matches will flow better because of it. Instead of bumping and staying down, they head towards the ropes, corner, you know, and stuff like that. They crawl to the corner. They're in the corner groggy, etc., etc. I like that. It's more realistic, which is everything you want in a video game.
Yeah, like I said, you know, at the beginning, it feels like they went for more realism in this game. Like, that was the entire point of this game, was it's like, okay, all right, we're going to take what we've done before, and now we're going to improve it. We're going to make the characters more realistic. We're going to make the environments more realistic, the interactions, the moves, you know, everything. It's like, how close to real can we get with this game? And you... just based on everything I've seen, they went as far as they could go, given the technology. But as technology improves, the game is going to improve.
With that, there comes updated weight detection. With lifting moves having a rating that determines who can execute them, superstars can also get a temporary adrenaline boost that might allow them to execute lifting moves that are over their limit. I like that. Key parts of the submission system have been reworked and overhauled entirely, making it easier to learn and use. God. The kickout window placement is now harder to predict. The speed of rotation quickens depending on the strength of the executed move. New hot tags, which is cool. And then there's the quick. The idea that one player can land a schoolboy roll-up or a crucifix-style leverage pin, ending about quickly, just like TV matches. To aid in this, there are now 12 different match interference scenarios, from run-ins to walk-ins to just entrance music playing. They'll create a targeted distraction to open up a quick pin window. After the bell, the loser, still with full energy, will still have the option of beating down whoever it was that just scored the fluke win. I like that.
So now you can do a perfectly executed small package.
You can do a perfectly executed small package if you get it in the window in time.
Yes.
And there's new 80 new selling animations, adding to really bring out the specific personalities and movements of the superstars with a new match directive that dictates based on time and various energy levels and the intensity of the sell. That's good. That's really good. So it's like, you've been worn down, you just don't pop right back up.
Yes, agreed.
So those are basically the big things in the game. I'm enjoying everything I've seen. I can't wait for the game to come out on the 17th. If you pre-order 4 days early on the 13th, like I did, I can't wait.
I can't wait for you to get the game, because I want to see it. Because he always like lets me see the game, because I don't have like a system or anything, so... I kind of sit here and watch him play the game. Yeah. It's weird, but I'm looking forward to seeing it just because I want to see if the actual game is as good as the graphics and everything that we've seen coming out, which I suspect it will be. But yeah, it's just like, I'm very excited to see this thing in action and how it works.
We're going to have a bunch of content right here at youtube.com/rackradioshow, including WTR Sims, pay-per-view simulations, and just a lot of fun.
WTR Sims getting an upgrade.
It's getting a huge upgrade. Trust me. So make sure you like, subscribe, follow youtube.com/rackradioshow. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, @rackradioshow, @wildtalkradio, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork. She's @LynnsWard. Make sure you follow the social medias, you like us on the YouTubes, and all that fun stuff, because there's a lot of content coming your way this fall.
Yep. So, till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to the Rack Extra WWE 2K18 edition. And we will be back on Thursday nights with the regular show, The Rack, and with the Rack Extra, Total Bellas and Total Divas, coming soon. Till then, bye!